We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the phone with me for this segment, I have Eve Gelb. She is the Senior Vice President of Senior Care Action Network, also known as SCAN, which is one of the nation's largest not-for-profit Medicare Advantage plans. And today we're going to be talking about health care for older Americans. So thank you very much for joining me today, Eve. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen, for having me on.
Now, first of all, tell us a little bit about SCAN. What is it?
SCAN Health Plan is a not-for-profit Medicare Advantage health plan. So we're an insurer. And we've been around for over 40 years, and we serve around 200,000 seniors in 12 or so counties in California.
Now, what are some of the issues that older Americans are facing nowadays, and what can we do to support them?
So they're facing many issues. Most of them are related to social aspects of life, financial security, housing, nutrition, loneliness and social isolation. And then a lot of seniors are either caregivers themselves or have family members caring for them, and that creates issues for their daily lives.
We're also going to be talking about social determinants of health, otherwise known as SDOH. What does that mean?
So when you look at a human being, they are a patient, somebody that uses the health system only a very small portion of their life, only a few hours each week. The rest of the time they live in their community, and they've lived in their community all their lives, and they have genetics that factor into who they are and their health conditions. And so social determinants of health are things like poverty, their education level, the neighborhoods that they live in, the environmental factors like pollution that impact health. So we spend a lot of money caring for the very specific medical, clinical aspects of health, but most of what impacts somebody's actual longevity, how long they live and how well they live, are these social determinants of health, as well as their health behaviors, like were they a smoker or do they exercise and eat well.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about SCAN's 42-year history dealing with social determinants of health and the impact that that has as we age.
So SCAN started as a social service organization in the city of Long Beach. There were 12 angry seniors who were kind of mad as to how difficult it was for them to get the services they needed to live in their homes. They were able to get to a doctor's office and get medical care, but they weren't able to get transportation to the grocery store. They weren't able to get nutritious food or, like, for example, people who can't cook anymore because they're frail, they weren't able to feed themselves and prepare their own meals. So this group of 12 seniors decided to create a network that they called the Senior Care Action Network, which is what SCAN stands for, to try and improve accessing these social services so that they could live healthy lives. So SCAN started that way. And from there, we added more social services. We contracted with the state of California to provide those services and care management for those services for low-income seniors. We contracted with the federal government to provide those services for all seniors in the communities we serve. And then SCAN became something called a social HMO, which is a health maintenance organization, one that provides health benefits, but adds social services, particularly things that help people live in their own homes, things like homemaking services or help with bathing or grooming or dressing, things like transportation. So for a long time, SCAN did that, and then the federal government, Medicare, decided that they didn't want to pay for those services anymore. So SCAN's tried to provide those services through the community and in any way we can for seniors. And recently, Medicare, in fact this year, has decided that it will again pay for some of those services And so we're very excited about that and able to provide support to seniors. We've always provided transportation, however, hearing benefits, because that's really important to prevent isolation, and then access to community resources where we're working with community organizations to help seniors stay living in their own homes.
So are all of those services provided by SCAN today?
Yes. So today we provide those services to folks in the community through a social service organization called Independence at Home, and then we provide them to seniors who are enrolled in our Medicare Advantage health plan.
Okay, from the Medicare Advantage point of view, tell us about the social determinants of health.
So from a Medicare Advantage point of view, social determinants are addressed by Medicare benefits. So Medicare decides what it's going to cover and not cover. And recently, Medicare has decided that it will cover things like meals, support for people who are hungry or might need special food in order to manage their chronic conditions. Like, let's say somebody's diabetic and they need help managing their diet and creating a diabetic-friendly diet. So Medicare has allowed health plans like SCAN to offer services like that, to offer fall prevention benefits, things that help people in their home to make sure that their home is safe and that they aren't at risk for falls so that they don't break a bone or end up in the hospital. Medicare also allows for transportation, and not just transportation to doctor's offices, but more and more it's allowing for transportation to the grocery store and other places in the community that are really helpful for seniors so that they can remain engaged in their community. Medicare also helps seniors with their finances, because by joining a Medicare Advantage organization, it's usually cheaper than by getting your health services through what's called fee-for-service Medicare, where you just go to any doctor. In a Medicare Advantage plan, it's more organized and coordinated, and that really helps with the expense of doctor's bills, hospital bills, pharmacy bills. So in lots of ways, Medicare Advantage is helping with social determinants of health, helping financially, helping with resources in the home, helping with resources in the community, and through transportation, helping folks get around in the community.
Great. Now, I also see that you partner with organizations like Meals on Wheels in Riverside, a nonprofit food delivery program. What are some of the other programs, like Silver Sneakers? Tell us about some of those other programs.
Yeah, so we partner with Silver Sneakers, as you said, which is a fitness company for seniors. Physical activity and mobility are super important to remaining healthy and independent and able to care for yourself. So we partner with other meals delivery organizations. We partner with agencies that help with housing, either by providing housing or providing social supports to people who are in need of housing. We partner with local transportation vendors like Access and Dial-A-Ride that help seniors get around their community. We help seniors access services that they might not know they're eligible for by working with them to fill out, you know, applications for additional Social Security or for SNAP, for, you know, nutrition assistance programs, things like that. So we're partnering with a lot of organizations in the community, and we also have on our website, anybody is able to find it, an opportunity to connect with community resources. It's called Community Connect, and it's free to the public. Folks can go on our website and look for that, and that connects them to all sorts of free and low-cost community resources.
Okay, what is the address for that website?
It's www.scanhealthplan.com.
And do you have any real-life anecdotes about how SCAN or one of their programs or one of your plans actually address the issues and improve the quality of one of your members' lives?
Yes, I have tons of stories. That's my favorite part of my job, is getting to see and hear those stories. So we do everything from on-the-phone support. So, for example, SCAN has a program where we actually hire SCAN members to be peer support for other members. And for example, we had a member the other day who didn't realize that she had access to some benefits like emergency response services, and she had recently fallen in her home. And falls are something that seniors don't like talking about, but they're willing to talk to other seniors about. So our peer advocate spoke to this woman and, you know, really convinced her to use her emergency response benefit so that she would have some support if she were to fall in the future, and got her to do that, as well as getting her to do a little bit of exercise, walking and using like a stress band to build up her strength so that if she were to fall, she'd be able to not break anything and stay healthy. We have other programs where we have social workers and community health workers that go into seniors' homes to help them. And recently we had an individual who, he'd had a fire in his home and his kitchen was in disrepair, and he was also a caregiver for his younger disabled daughter. So they were living in a home that was really hard to live a healthy and safe life. And we have social workers who help him understand what services there are available in the community. And it just so happened he had homeowners insurance, and we worked with the homeowners insurance to get them to fix the kitchen so that they could use it again, so that they can continue to live in their own home and meet their health needs. So we have lots of stories of taking seniors to doctor's appointments and helping them with that process, or getting them resources in their homes. It's really a wonderful organization.
Are all seniors able to sign up for this program?
So any senior with Medicare can sign up for SCAN Health Plan, but there are lots of community agencies that are available to help seniors, whether they want to sign up for a Medicare Advantage organization or not. But any senior with Medicare can sign up for SCAN.
Okay, and go ahead and give us that website once again.
It's www.scanhealthplan.com.
And if there's one final point you could make about how SCAN helps the community and helps seniors, what would that be?
So I think we're an organization that's been around for more than 40 years because we listen to seniors. We try to put ourselves in their place to understand their lives, and we recognize that seniors are people more than they are patients, and that anything we can do to help them live healthy and independent lives is part of our mission. It's not just about their health care, it's about their daily life.
Okay, Eve Gelb, Senior Vice President of SCAN, which is one of the nation's largest not-for-profit Medicare Advantage plans, and we've been talking about health care for older Americans. So thank you once again for joining me today, Eve. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the opportunity, Stephen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.